The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Today we celebrate the second step in the process of Christian initiation that you began some months ago when we accepted you as a catechumen or as an already baptized candidate, preparing to enter into full communion with the Catholic Church. With today's rite of election, you begin a new stage of formation, a time that we call of purification and enlightenment, a time to learn to follow Christ with greater generosity. We call it election because on the basis of the testimony of your sponsors and catechists and your apparent readiness, the church embraces you with love. This step is also called the enrollment of names because you have shown your sincerity by signing your name in your parish's book, in which we write the names of those approved for initiation. And I sign that book to indicate my acceptance of you. I do this in the name of God, in whose name the church will impart these sacraments at the Easter Vigil. This Lent of purification and enlightenment should be the most spiritually fruitful Lent of your lifetime. And all the more so because it coincides with the great year of faith proclaimed by Pope Benedict XVI to mark the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council. During this year of faith, the entire church is invited to get to know Jesus more personally, especially through prayer, to get to understand Jesus' teachings more clearly, especially in the light of Vatican II, and then to draw on our faith to address today's problems. The scrutinies which you will receive on the third, fourth, and fifth Sundays of Lent will assist with your purification, while your formation in this year of faith will foster your ongoing enlightenment and so prepare you well for the Easter Vigil, when you will be born again in baptism. The Holy Spirit will confirm you with his seven gifts, and you will participate for the very first time in the Eucharistic banquet of communion with God and the church, nurtured with the true body and blood of Jesus, offered for your salvation.